The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. When the disciples found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of life. I have a poem I want to share with you. It's written by Naomi Shihab Nye, and it's entitled "Famous." The river is famous to the fish. The loud voice is famous to the silence, which knew it would inherit the earth before anybody said so. The cat sleeping on the fence is famous to the birds watching him from the birdhouse. The tear is famous briefly to the cheek. The idea you carry close to your bosom is famous to your bosom. The boot is famous to the earth, more famous than the dress shoe, which is famous only to floors. The bent photograph is famous to the one who carries it, and not at all famous to the one who is pictured. I want to be famous to shuffling men who smile while crossing the street, sticky children in grocery lines, famous as the one who smiled back. I want to be famous in the way a pulley is famous, or a buttonhole, not because it did anything spectacular, but because it never forgot what it could do. With scraps from a meal, Jesus fed a whole multitude. Famous to hungry people he became. Now their stomachs growling again, they come to him for bread to fill that hunger. But he knows that with bread alone, that satisfaction only lasts for a day, and then they're going to be hungry again. Bread was important to Jesus. Not only did bread satisfy that physical hunger, but it was a symbol of life. When broken and shared, it meant welcome. It meant hospitality. Generosity. It meant community. Because breaking bread together was a reminder. Reminder that no matter what happens in life, even in the midst of human brokenness and betrayal, Jesus gathers with his followers in every time and every place to share a meal of remembrance. Meal in which we remember him A meal in which we remember who we are. And we still do this. We do this every Sunday that we gather. We break this bread and we remember Jesus. And we do this because it's too easy for us to forget. To forget who Jesus is. To forget what he can do. To forget how he lived. How he lived welcoming and inviting. Forgiving and giving. Giving life to those whose lives were just merely a shadow of who God created them to be. He knows that it's just too easy for us to forget who we are and what we can do as children of God. That who we are and what we can do is a gift. They are gifts from God. Do you remember that? Do you remember that you are a gift? Nancy, you are a gift just the way you are. You are a gift. You are a gift. Margaret, you are a gift from God. God made you who you are, and you are a gift. Kathy, you are a gift from God. Thank you. Thank you for that reminder. We need those reminders, don't we? Right? Because we forget. We forget. So I'm going to make you say it with me, okay? So that you all remember. Who I am is a gift. Okay? Let's say that together. Who I am is a gift. Now, just in case you didn't say it, or you need to say it again to really mean it, let's say it one more time, okay? Who I am is a gift. Now, we don't say this to become a community of narcissists. On the contrary, you know, we affirm this to create ourselves as a community of thanks givers, a community that embraces the gift of life that's given to us by God. Not only within ourselves, but also within one another. To embrace the gift of each other. To embrace the gift of our neighbors who might not think or look like us. To embrace the gift of strangers. To embrace the gift of people that we might never meet. To embrace the gift of this amazing world in which we live. Benedictine monk David Stendhal Rast writes, "Everything is a gift. The degree to which we are awake to this truth is a measure of our gratefulness. And gratefulness is a measure of our aliveness." Giving thanks, gratitude, being thankful has a way of putting us in touch with that sacredness of life, that life truly is a gift from God. Echoing the words of the poet, giving thanks makes God famous to the thankful. Because giving thanks helps us never forget. Never forget what we can do because we remember the spectacular things that God has done for us. You know, Jesus gave his life for us, to us, for the world, to the world, revealing what it means to be fully alive in God's love. And he never wants us to forget what we can do when we live fully in this love. Jesus is the bread of life that comes down from heaven. Be fed with this bread today. The bread that is famous to open hands. The bread of life that is famous to open hearts. The bread of life that is famous to open lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.